哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们跟慕道朋友，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Greetings to our brothers and sisters and friends。
我们先来看一节经节。
I'd like to share with you a passage from the scriptures。
请看诗篇三十四篇。
Psalm 34。
诗篇三十四篇第八节第九节。
Psalm 34 verses 8 and 9。
八节，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。第九节。
Nine。
神的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺。这两节经节告诉我们。
According to these two verses，
凡是投靠神的人有福气。
Blessed are those who take refuge in God。
敬畏他的一无所缺。
Those who fear him lack nothing.
但怎么样才能够投靠神呢？
How can we take refuge in God?
必须知道神是美善的。
We must first of all know that the Lord is good.
那要怎么知道神是美善的呢？
How can we know that the Lord is good?
这边说要尝尝主恩的滋味。
This verse tells us to taste and see that the Lord is good.
也就是说要去经历，要去体验神啊。
In other words, we must experience God ourselves.
科学要靠实验。
Science is based on experiment.
宗教却要靠体验。
But religion must be based on experience.
比如说这里有一杯新鲜的果汁。
Suppose we have a cup of fresh juice.
我跟你讲说这杯果汁多么好喝啊。
And I tell you how delicious this juice is.
多么的香甜。
How sweet it is.
里面充满着多么多的营养啊。
And it is very nutritious.
那也实际上做了分析。
And I analyzed this juice with you.
含有丰富的这个维他命。
I tell you that it has a lot of vitamin.
但是对你有没有帮助呢？
But do all these help you?
没有帮助。
Not at all.
因为你没有喝它。
Because you did not drink it.
唯有你把它喝下去之后。
You must drink this juice.
你才会知道它多么的甘甜。
Only then will you know what I mean by it's sweet.
它里内中所含丰富的这个营养成分，对你的身体才会有实际上的帮助。
Only then will your body benefit from the vitamins and the nutrients.
信仰也是这样子。
This is the same with our faith.
信仰不是用来欣赏的。
Faith is not just something we admire from a distance.
我在台湾的时候有很多人很喜欢信耶稣啊。
Back in Taiwan, I noticed that many people like to believe in the Lord Jesus.
为什么喜欢信耶稣？
Why?
因为觉得信耶稣很有气质啊。
Because they thought that it was quite an admirable lifestyle to be a believer.
一本这么大本的这个书夹在这个腋下多么有气质啊。
It looks really cool when you put a Bible under your arms.
而且一起上教堂的人又是穿着非常的体面啊。
And people who go to church put on their best clothes.
有医生，有律师，有老师啊。
And among the Christians are doctors, lawyers, and professors.
这是圣人俱乐部呢。
So it's a saints club.
跟他们能够在一起多么沾光啊。
So you feel good just to be able to be among them.
所以很多人喜欢来信耶稣。
So people like to be a Christian.
但是这样的信仰没有帮助。
But such kind of faith is not beneficial.
也有人喜欢信耶稣的目的是觉得气氛很好。
Some people like to believe in Jesus because they feel that the atmosphere in church is good.
不像一般的传统宗教吵杂。
They don't like the noises in other religion.
教堂里面充满着肃穆安详的这种气氛跟感觉。
They like the sense of serenity in the chapel.
但这种感觉对你也没有帮助呢。
But this kind of atmosphere is of really no use to you.
对你得救没有帮助啊。
It cannot save you.
对你的问题也没有帮助。
It cannot solve your problems.
那有些人来信耶稣他是有所求的哦。
Some people come to the Lord Jesus with intentions or requests.
他觉得这些信耶稣的人都很好。
They think that all Christians are very good people.
特别很有钱哦。
especially financially.
哦，我如果在他们当中啊，啊，能够啊，拉几个来啊，跟我的会的话。
So they could establish a business relationship with the Christians.
啊，或者是啊，有当中啊，如果有人呐、啊，能够啊，投我的保险的话。
Or they can sell their insurance to these Christians.
啊，但是这个信仰对他就没有帮助。
But when they come to church this way, they are not benefited.
他要的是精神上的一些好处而已。
Because they're only looking for material benefits.
这些都不是信仰，都不是救恩所能够给人的喜乐。
All these are not the sources of joy of salvation.
我们昨天啊谈到什么是救恩的喜乐。
Yesterday we talked about the joy of salvation.
我们讲到说神所给人的富足啊是。啊，不加上忧虑的。
We said that the good things that God has given to us is without trouble.
我们举啊举了两个例子。
I cited two examples.
救恩的喜乐是亿万蒙保守的喜乐。
First of all, the joy of salvation is the joy of being protected by God.
啊，救恩的喜乐是病得医治的喜乐。
Secondly, the joy of salvation is the joy of healing.
啊，救恩的喜乐还有什么喜乐？
What else is the joy of salvation?
哦，晚上再来谈一谈。
Let's talk about that tonight.
救恩的喜乐也是得知真理的喜乐。
The joy of salvation is also the joy of knowing the truth.
啊，我们这个古时候的至圣先师孔子曾经讲过一句话。
Confucius once made the statement.
说朝闻道，夕死可矣。意思就是说，早上得知生命真道，傍晚啊啊离开人世啊。都没有关系啊。
If you know the way of life, in the morning, you may leave this world peacefully that very night.
那种喜乐叫做救啊，得知真理的喜乐。
That is what we mean by the joy of knowing the truth.
我们来看《使徒行传》的第八章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
二十六节到四十节。
Verses 26 to 40.
这里记载，圣灵差遣一个门徒叫做腓力，到耶路撒冷下加萨的路上的旷野，去向一个埃提阿伯太监传道。
This story tells us how the Holy Spirit sent Philip down to the role of Gaza to preach to an Ethiopian eunuch.
我们来看二十七节。
Let's read verse 27.
二十七节，腓力就起身去了，不料有一个埃提阿伯人，是个大有权的太监，在埃提阿伯女王甘大基的手下总管云库，他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了。这里记载啊，有这么一个啊尊贵的人物啊，在啊这个从耶路撒冷敬拜神之后，回他的国家。
This story is about a nobleman who was on his way back home from Jerusalem.
他是在这个埃提阿伯女王甘大基手下受重用的大臣。
He was an important official under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians.
他是总管云库的。
And he was in charge of all the treasury.
反正管钱的都是官最大的就是了。
Back in those days, those who were in charge of money were the highest officials.
在家里呀，是谁管钱呢？
At home, who is in charge of the treasury?
那管钱的那个人就是最大的。
Whoever it is, he or she is the greatest.
因为啊，要将一个整个国家的经济交给一个人管理，那个人一定要最重要的。
This person had to be most important because he was in control of the economy of the nation.
也可能是现在的财政部长或者中央银行的总裁呀。
Today it could be the secretary of economy or it could be secretary minister of finance.
这个太监他在车上啊念着先知以赛亚的书啊。
While he was on the chariot, he was reading the scroll of Isaiah.
那圣灵对腓力说你赶快去贴近车子。
The Holy Spirit told Philip to go near the chariot.
结果腓力靠近车子，就听到这个太监在念以赛亚这个的书啊。
As Philip approached him, he heard this Ethiopian eunuch reading Isaiah.
他就问这个太监说：“你所念的，你明白吗？”
So he asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?"
这个太监说：“没有人指教我，我怎么会明白呢？”
The eunuch said, how can I unless someone explains it to me?
所以他就请费力上车跟他同坐咯。
So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him.
他就把他所不懂的经节问费力。
And he asked Philip about the passage he couldn't understand.
35,
Let's read verse 35.
35节，腓力就开口从这经上起对他传讲耶稣。腓力就将耶稣基督救恩的生命之道告诉他。
Philip began to explain to him the way of Jesus Christ, the way of salvation.
他见得知正道之后很高兴啊。When
he received the truth, the eunuch was very joyful.
就到了有水的地方，他就说啊，这里有水啊。 我在这边受洗有什么妨碍呢?
So when they came to some water, he said, look, here's water, why shouldn't I be baptized?
在这里, 顺便一提的,
Just a side note.
他们是走在旷野,
they were in the wilderness.
相信他们一定有带着水路上要饮用。
And people who travel in the wilderness would bring some drinking water.
还有给牲畜来喝的。
Enough to to feed the animals too.
如果用点水礼的话，那不需要到有水的地方，马上就可以洗了。
If baptism is by sprinkling, they didn't have to look for plenty of water. They could just do it anywhere.
但是这边呢，你看太监说，这里有水，到了有水的地方说，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍？所以他下到水里面，跟腓力两个人下到水里面。 接受腓力的洗礼。
But they came to some water, and the eunuch said, what should prevent me to be baptized? And they went down into the water.
可见这个水应该也是不少。So
there must be adequate water.
从水里上来，圣灵把腓力提走了。And
they came up out of the water, and the Spirit of the Lord took Philip away.
太监看不到腓力。The
eunuch could not see Philip.
但是他因为已经得知真道了。But
because he had known the truth.
欢欢喜喜地走路,
he went on his way rejoicing.
不是散步哦,
he was not strolling.
不是在林立大道来散步咧,
he wasn't strolling down at the boulevard.
这是走在旷野路上啊,
he was journeying through the wilderness.
有炎热的太阳,
there was a scorching sun.
烫脚的泥, 这个石头地啊,
and he was stepping on the hot, rocky stone places.
细皮嫩肉的这个金枝玉叶的太监，他竟然能够走得高高兴兴。An
official, a noble man like him, was able to journey through the wilderness rejoicing.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他得知真道。Because
he had come to know the truth.
得知真道有这么快乐吗?
Is there really so much joy to knowing the truth?
我们来想想看。
Let's think about this.
太监是怎么样的人?
What kind of man, a man was this eunuch?
太监是身上有缺陷的人。
Eunuch is someone who has been, imperfect bodily.
虽然啊, 他大有权势, 掌管云库啊。
Even though he was in charge of the treasury and was very powerful.
受到女王的重用啊。
Even though he was greatly used by the queen.
但是他仍旧是个太监啊。
But he was still an eunuch.
没有办法弥补他内心的创伤。
So nothing could have filled the trauma in him.
没有办法弥补那心中的失落。
As well as the sense of being lost.
太监没有家庭。
A eunuch would not have a family.
太监没有妻子，没有儿女。
A eunuch would not have a wife or children.
这是他一生当中的遗憾。
So this to him was the trauma that he had to live with.
永远没办法弥补的。
It's nothing, nothing could ever remedy that.
这个太监啊，并且是一个热衷宗教信仰追求的太监。
This eunuch was a man of religion.
想要借着信仰来弥补那心中的失落，弥补心中的创伤。
He was hoping that his faith could fill the void and emptiness in him.
可惜一知半解。
Unfortunately, he could not understand what he was searching for.
这样的人在现今的社会比比皆是啊。
There are many such people in this world.
有钱有势。
People with authority and status.
在社会上非常有地位，而且很有成就。
People who are respected and successful.
有的是啊，没有儿女，婚姻失败。
but many of them don't have children or they have failed in their marriage.
有的是事业繁忙，没有办法组成家庭。
Many of them cannot have time to establish their own families.
他们心中总是有一份的落寞跟空虚。
So in their hearts, there is always a sense of emptiness.
那是他们的事业，他们的成就所没办法弥补的。
And this emptiness is something that their success or their status cannot fill.
在这些人物当中，很多也都是热衷于信仰，热衷于公益的社会公益的追求。
Many of these people may be very zealous in their religions and in seeking charity or a sense of justice.
但是没有真正了解到生命之道。
But they have not found the way of life.
所以仍然是空虚啊。
So there is still an emptiness in them.
仍然是没有希望。
They still do not have hope.
直到像这个太监得知真道之后。
But this eunuch came to know the truth.
确信将来耶稣基督能够带到他那个永生的天国去。
He found the assurance that he will one day be received by the Lord to the eternal life.
今生一切的缺憾，一切的这个不完全，都只是短暂。
So he realized that all his sufficiencies in this life were temporary.
将来那个是完美的。
But what's eternal is perfect.
是永远的。
And it is everlasting.
他不必再当太监了。
He will no longer be a eunuch.
他是一个健全的人。
He will be a perfect man.
所以他细想到这个，他当然就快乐就高兴啊。So
at just the thought of that made him joyful.
我们认识这位救主。
We have come to know the Lord Jesus.
我们来到真耶稣教会。
We have come to the True Jesus Church.
我们是不是能够像这个太监一样？ 得知真道而有救恩的喜乐呢?
Are we like the eunuch who had come to know the truth and the way of salvation?
我们对我们的信仰到底有多少的把握?
How much assurance do we have regarding our own faith?
我来讲一个见证。
I'd like to share a testimony with you.
在这个99年的12月。
In December of 1999.
在台湾台中的内心教会。
In Nation Church in Taiwan,
有一个叫吴明开弟兄的。
There is a brother Wu.
他是药剂师。
He was a pharmacist.
他是开西药房的。
And he was specialized in Western medicine.
是我们在座吴建宁弟兄他的伯父吧，是不是伯父哈？
Uncle of Mark.
他在99年的。 12月4号的时候，那时候他已经咳嗽了一个月了。
On December of 1999, he had been coughing for
一个月，for
a month.
那客人来到他的药房买药，开玩笑的跟他说。
And when the customers came in to buy drugs from him, they joked with him.
老板啊，你这个药到底有没有效？你自己都吃不好啊。
Are you sure this medicine work? How come it didn't work on you?
然后很关心啊，说啊，这个咳嗽不要拖，最好去做彻底的检查。
And some people offer sincere advice and say that he better go to a diagnosis.
那这个吴弟兄心里想，我每年都有做健康检查，都是正常啊。
Brother Wu figured that he was very healthy because he would go through regular exams.
他想一想啊，客人的建议也有道理啊。
But he listened to their advice anyway.
所以他就到当地的这个荣民总医院去做健康检查，去做这个X光的检查。
So he went to a veterans hospital in nearby to be examined.
结果发现他右边的第二片这个肺的这个顶端有1.2公分到0.8公分不等的一些黑点。
And he was diagnosed to have some spots in his lung.
他就住进了这个癌症病房，叫做安宁病房。
And he was put into the oncology room.
那这个护士还问他说：“吴先生啊，你知道这是什么病房吗？”
And they asked him, "Do you know what which room you're in?"
他说：“我知道安宁病房啊。”
He said, I know this is for cancer patients.
那什么是安宁病房你知道吗？
And the room is literally translated as a room of peace.
不是说这个病房很安宁哦，很宁静哦。
It doesn't mean that the room is actually very peaceful.
我弟兄说，我知道了，专门给癌症末期住的啦。
He said, well, I know that it's not really a room of peace, it's for cancer patients.
我只说，那你知道就好了。
The nurse said, well, at least you know.
我弟兄，他心里很不甘心啊。
But he did not feel that it was the right diagnosis.
为什么每年我都有做健康检查啊？怎么会突然有癌症呢？
Because he figured he had regular exams every year. How could he contract cancer?
他说我只给这个医院检查就开刀，万一不是，那不是很倒霉吗？
If he went through a surgery just because of this misdiagnosis, then he would be really in bad luck.
我最好啊，多找几家检查。
So he would rather have a third or second or third opinion.
第四天，他跑到北部的林口长庚医院去做检查。
So a few days later, he went to another hospital to be examined.
医生跟他讲说，有可能是肺结核，也有可能是癌症。
The doctor said it could be TB or it could be cancer.
他想说。如果是肺结核就好咯，因为不是绝症嘛。
He said, well, at least if I have TB, it's not cancer.
他现在有两个答案啊。
So now he had two explanations for his sickness.
所以啊，他又到另外一家专门治疗癌症的核心医院去检查。
Then he went to another doctor, another hospital that was specialized in cancer treatment.
证实是癌症。
And it turned out to be true that he did have cancer.
有十几颗的肿瘤，并且有扩散的这个现象。
There were more than 10 tumors, and they were spreading.
医生也是建议他说要开刀。
And the doctor suggested that he went through operation.
这个吴弟兄他的女儿也是学医的。
His daughter was in medical school.
还是个这个医学这个医学院的学生。
And she was still studying at that time.
那他跟他爸爸说说我们的教授是这个肺癌的权威啊。
She said to her father, my professor is an authority in lung cancer.
那要不要我联络我们教授给你再做个检查。
Do you want me to let my professor give you an examination?
所以他们在这个12月16号又到了这个中国医药学院所设立的医院去做检查。
On December 16th, they went to this hospital sponsored by the medical school to be examined.
那在这个鼻子这个地方喷了麻醉药。
They injected the anesthetics through the nasal area.
那就把一根好像筷子那么粗的管子就从鼻子插到肺部里面。
And they inserted a tube as thick as a chopstick through the nose into the lung.
那这个管子里面有三条管哈。一条是 camera 那一条是刀子一条是镊子这个把那个切片夹出来的。
The tube consisted of three things: the camera, a pair of scissors, as well as something that can clamp and take out the object.
这个肺部一片一片去找了。
So they went through every part of the lung.
所以我弟兄说很痛很痛。
According to Brother Wu, it was extremely painful.
那个血往上冒，卡在喉咙，不能呼吸
The blood welled up to his throat and he could not breathe.
头猛摇
He kept shaking his head.
血碰了医生护士全身。
And the blood spilled and on the doctors and nurses.
那护士就赶快去拿一叠卫生纸20分钟的检查，那个卫生纸用掉2/3。
They quickly took a whole stack of tissue paper, and within 20 minutes, he used up 2/3 of the tissue.
最后医生还跟他说好了啦，好了啦，哀哀叫，哀哀叫，那么不勇敢。
And the doctor said, stop crying, stop being a crybaby.
当然痛又不是医生在痛
Of course, the doctor didn't feel any pain himself.
医生跟护士就走了。
And then they left.
这个吴弟兄 在那个检查台上躺了20分钟，才勉强有力气啊撑起来回自己的病房。
And Brother Wu lay still on the operation table for 20 minutes before he had strength to get up.
他回到病房跟主耶稣祷告。
When he returned to the patient's room, he prayed to the Lord.
主啊，好痛哦，你知不知道？
Lord Jesus, did you know how painful it was?
我好痛哦，我好痛。
I was in such pain.
祷告当中，他听到主耶稣回答他。
In his prayer, he heard the Lord Jesus replying to him.
说明凯啊，明凯，我知道你很痛。
Minkai, which was his name, I know your pain.
但是你不会死。
But you will not die.
你会更痛。
You will have greater pain.
意思是说他要开刀了。
In other words, he will have to go through surgery.
你很痛，我知道，但是我跟你同在。
I know your pain, but I will be with you.
但是你有我那么痛吗？
But did you suffer as much as I suffered?
他就看主耶稣显异象给他看。
Then he saw a vision by the Lord.
他看到主耶稣头戴着荆棘的冠冕，鲜血直流啊。
He saw the Lord Jesus wearing a thorny crown with blood on his head.
看到主耶稣背着沉重的十字架，背不动的时候跌倒那一刹那，罗马兵丁的这个蝎子鞭就抽了下来，主耶稣的背部立刻皮开肉绽，鲜血直流啊。
He saw how the Lord Jesus fell under the heavy cross, and when the Roman soldiers whipped him with hooks, his back torn and blood gushed out.
他看到主耶稣钉在十字架上，手上的钉痕，脚上的钉痕，还有肋旁的伤痕，鲜血直流。
He saw the wounds of the Lord Jesus in both his hands and his feet, and flesh and blood continued to flow out.
他跟主耶稣说：“主啊，够了，够了，我不要再看了。”
He said, "Lord Jesus, that is enough. I don't want to see that anymore."
主啊，我好惭愧哦。
I'm extremely ashamed.
我不敢再喊痛。
I will not cry about my pain.
跟你比，我不敢再喊。
Compared to your pain, mine is nothing.
我也不敢稍微做了圣功就喊累，就不愿意做。
And I will never complain how tiring I am from doing your work.
就推卸。
I will not shove away your responsibility, my responsibility.
我好惭愧。
Lord, I'm terribly sorry.
12月20号，检验报告出来。
On December the 20th, the examination had a report.
80% 是良性，20%不太确定。
It was 80% benign and 20% uncertain.
医生跟他建议说，如果是我自己的父母亲，我还是建议他要开刀。
The doctors told him, if you were my parent, I would have advised you to go through operation.
所以在12月22号下午就送到手术房。
So on the 22nd of December, he was sent into the surgery room.
在手术房等待的时候，旁边躺着一个子宫颈癌药。开刀的妇人。
While he was in the surgery room, next to him was a lady who was going through surgery because of the cancer in her uterus.
那个妇人问吴弟兄说：“你是第一次吗？”
And the lady asked Brother Wu, "Is this your first surgery?"
你会害怕吗？
Are you afraid?
吴弟兄说：“我不会害怕。”
Brother Wu said, "I'm not afraid."
但是这个妇人说：“我是第三次进开刀房，我好怕。”我好怕我这一次进去就出不来了。
And the lady told him, even though this is my third operation, I'm very scared that I will not come out alive.
就哭了起来。
She started sobbing.
这个吴弟兄就教他怎么祷告。
Brother Wu taught her to pray.
手术四个钟头。
The operation lasted 4 hours.
这个割了一道15公分长的伤口，这个。开刀哈。
They made an incision of 15 centimeters.
割了一块牛排那么大的肺出来。
And they cut out the lung, which was as big as a steak.
手术很顺利。
The operation went smoothly.
12月26号安息日。
December 26th, Sabbath.
他跟主耶稣祷告说：“主啊，你知道我现在生病，我没办法到教会去守你的安息日。”
He prayed to the Lord Jesus, saying, "Lord, you know that I'm sick, so I cannot attend the Sabbath today.
求主耶稣你赦免。
Please forgive me."
然后他 看了一段圣经，他就在床上休息。
He read a passage from the scriptures and lay on the bed to take a rest.
在意识很清醒的状况下，他觉得他自己一直往下掉。
While he was still in a very clear conscious state, he felt that he was dropping down.
他灵里知道主耶稣带他到阴间去。
He knew that spiritually he was taken by the Lord to Hades.
很漆黑。
It was very gloomy and dark.
很荒凉。
It was very eerie.
很可怕。
It was very scary.
他知道天国在上头。
He knew that heaven was way up there.
所以他就拼命往上爬，拼命往上跑。
He exerted all his energy trying to climb up or go up.
经过荒山，经过旷野，经过断崖。
Then he went through wilderness. He climbed over mountains and crossed oceans.
跑到这个脚也磨破了，手也磨破了。
His arms and his feet were all bruised.
他看到了一个老阿婆。
Then he saw an old lady.
他就说，阿婆阿婆，你有没有看到耶稣？我在找耶稣啊。
He said, I'm sorry, did you see Jesus? I'm looking for Jesus.
这个老婆婆说啊，我没有看到什么耶稣，这里没有耶稣，我也不认识什么耶稣的，你快走快走快走，就把他赶走。
The old lady said, I've never heard of Jesus or seen Jesus. You better not be here. So she chased him away.
他只好又走开了。
So he walked away.
走了一段路，他又看到一个这个妇女啊。
After walking for distance, he saw another lady.
他就跟他讲说，这位太太啊，请问你有没有看到耶稣？我在找耶稣啊。
She asked this lady, Have you seen Jesus? I'm looking for him.
对方跟他讲说，这里没有耶稣了。我也不认识耶稣啊，你快走快走。
She said, Jesus isn't here. I've never heard of him. To go away.
他就又走了。
So he continued on.
好不容易他遇到一个这个老伯伯。
Then he met an old gentleman.
他心里就想啊。
Then he thought,
我跟人家说耶稣啊，也许人家不认识。
Maybe people will not understand what I'm saying when I ask Jesus.
我跟他讲十字架，他们可能就知道了。
Maybe I can ask about the cross.
所以他就跟这个老伯讲，老伯老伯，我在找十字架，我在找一根十字架就好，你能不能给我一根十字架？
He asked his old man, I'm looking for a cross. Can you help me find just one cross?
那这个老伯说，你要十字架，那还不简单？你有没有看到对面的山头？通通都是十字架，爱多少通通给你。
He said, "If you want crosses, well, that's easy. Just look across from here, and on the hills there are plenty of crosses. You can take as many as you want."
他往对面山头一看，果然通通是十字架，但是仔细一看呢，是坟墓啊。
So he looked across to the hills and saw many crosses, but these crosses were turned out to be crosses on gravestones.
他就跟对方说啊，老婆啊，我不是要那种十字架，那种十字架没有生命，我要的是耶稣基督有生命的十字架。
Then he said to the old man, that's not the cross I'm looking for. I'm looking for the cross of Jesus Christ, the one that has life.
这个老婆说啊，你很啰嗦的，没有啦，快滚快滚啊。
He said, why are you bothering me? Just get out of here.
又把他赶走了。
Then he chased him away.
他就只好又往前走啊。
Then he continued on.
这个时候他看到一个刚刚被埋葬的少女。
Then he met a young lady who had just been buried.
大概差不多十七八岁。
About 17 or 18 years old.
没有讲话。
Did not say anything.
只是流着眼泪望着他。
She was in tears and looked at her.
跟她摇头，仿佛告诉她说，来不及了，到了这里，一切都来不及了。
And shook her head at him and said, meaning to tell him, it's too late by the time you get here.
她说赶快又往前跑啊。
So he continued to rush on.
她又遇到一个老先生啊。
Then he met another old man.
就说老先生啊，我在找十字架，你有没有看到十字架？不是坟墓那一种，是耶稣基督有生命的十字架。
He asked his old man, I'm looking for a cross. Have you seen any cross around here? Not the cross on grave tombs, but the cross of Jesus Christ.
这个时候对方说，十字架我知道，耶稣我也认识。
Then this man said, I know the cross and I know Jesus Christ.
这个吴弟兄就心里很惊奇啊，他说，老伯你怎么知道呢？我问了很多人，人家都不晓得耶稣呢。
Brother Wu was very astonished, saying, how do you know Jesus and the cross? I've asked many people and they don't know.
这个老伯啊，叹了一口气说啊，因为我以前也是基督徒啊。
This old man took a deep breath, sigh and said, I used to be a Christian too.
吴弟兄心里更加的惊奇啊，老伯你既然是基督徒，你怎么会来这里呢？
Brother Wu became even more amazed and asked, even you're a Christian, how can you end up here?
这个老伯啊，再叹了一口气就说了。
And this old man took another deep sigh and said,
啊，我以前的教会没有圣灵。
The church I went to did not have the Holy Spirit.
也没有按照圣经啊，大水洗礼啊。
It did not do according to the Bible, baptizing people in living water.
我们的牧师啊，很少讲圣经。
Our pastor did not really talk about the Bible.
啊，都讲一些社会上的学问。
He would talk about worldly education.
啊，甚至啊，讲政治。
Or even politics.
所以我就迷迷糊糊啊，来到这里了。
And for one reason or another, I ended up here.
这个时候，吴弟兄啊，就问这个老伯了。
Then Brother Wu asked this old man,
那要怎么样才能够到天国呢？
Then what must I do to reach heaven?
老伯说啊，你要去天国啊，你要去信有圣灵的教会。
He replied, if we want to go to heaven, you must go to a church that has the Holy Spirit.
你要去信真耶稣教会。
You must believe in the true Jesus Church.
真耶稣教会有圣灵。
True Jesus Church has the Holy Spirit.
真耶稣教会按照圣经啊的教训啊，这个有赦罪的洗礼啊。
And according to the teaching of the Bible, the Holy Spirit, the True Jesus Church has the baptism of forgiveness.
真耶稣教会照圣经啊讲解有真理啊。
And the True Jesus Church explains the Bible correctly.
并且你还要多多做圣工。
And you must also do God's work diligently.
还要多多带人来信主。
You must bring many people to the Lord.
这样你将来就能够上天国。
And you'll be able to reach heaven.
他就顺着这个老伯的手往上一看啊。
And he, as the old man gestured at him, he looked up to heaven.
看到天开了。
He saw heaven open.
看到耶稣基督的十字架出现。
He saw the cross of Jesus Christ.
有七个天使拿着号筒啊，围着十字架在赞美。
Seven angels with trumpets circled the throne, praising God.
十字架的光芒照射到他的身上，他觉得自己往上飞啊。
The glory of the cross shone on him, and he felt that he was being lifted up.
就在这个时候，他被人家摇醒了。
And at this moment, he was awakened.
啊，内心教会的弟兄姐妹来看他，在帮他祷告。
The brothers and sisters at church have arrived to pray for him.
吴弟兄，他深深的体会，他有信，今天信了耶稣。
And he felt extremely fortunate that he had found the Lord Jesus.
而且有信，信到真耶稣教是得救的教会。
And he was able to find the Church of Salvation, the True Jesus Church.
虽然身体上有病痛。
Even though he had sickness.
啊，割了一块像牛排那么大的这个肺啊。
Even though he lost a large chunk of his lung.
但是他知道身上的病痛是短暂的，将来的天国没有病痛，没有眼泪，没有死亡。
He knew that his sickness was temporary, and in heaven there will be no sickness, pain, or death.
啊，就有十足的把握。
He had full confidence.
在啊九零年
，back in 1990,
元月二号
，January the 2nd,
啊，他的伤口突然恶化。
His wound deteriorated.
整个血压掉下来。
His blood pressure dropped.
啊，人休克，送到医院去急救。
He became unconscious and was sent to the hospital to the in the ICU.
他觉得自己很软弱。
And he felt very weak.
他觉得啊，自己的灵魂跟身体正在逐渐分开。
He felt that his soul was about to leave his body.
他飘在空中，看到自己的身体正在被医生护士急救。
He drifted in mid-air, seeing his own body being resuscitated by the doctors and nurses.
他看到病房外面 教会的弟兄姐妹还有亲人在那边迫切地为他祷告。
He saw brothers and sisters in his family praying urgently for him outside the room.
这个时候，他突然看到从墙壁里面走出来一个穿黑衣服的人。
Then at this moment, he saw a man wearing black coming out through the wall.
大概二十多岁的年轻人。
A young man of about 20 years old.
脸的轮廓很深，很凶。
This man had very deep features and looked very fierce.
瞪着他，好像狮子一样，要把他吞吃。
And he stared at him, wanting as if he wanted to devour him.
我弟兄很害怕，心中一直祷告求主救他。
And Brother Wu was very scared and prayed to the Lord and asked for help.
但是觉得自己很虚弱，很没有力量。
But he felt extremely weak and helpless.
这个时候他看到一个穿白衣服的走过来。
Then he saw a man wearing white.
他心里想大概是医生护士吧。
At first he thought it was the doctor or nurse.
但是没有听到脚步声啊。
But he did not hear footsteps.
等这个白衣服的人走近，他看到他的衣服啊洁白发光，而且啊脸看不清楚。
When this man in white approached him, he noticed that his face was shining and he could not see him clearly.
这个穿黑衣服的一看到这个白衣服的人来啊，就赶快消失跑掉了。
When the man wearing black saw this man in white, he quickly ran away.
那这个穿白衣服的人啊，但站了一阵子之后，也渐渐消失了。
And then this man in white, after standing there for a while, disappeared.
灵里面，他知道是主耶稣派使者来保护他。
And his brother knew that God has sent his messenger to protect him.
这个时候，他觉得他自己的灵魂又渐渐回到他的身体里面。
At this moment, he felt his soul returning to his body.
然后血压就升上来了。
And his blood pressure went up.
他开始有意识。
He became conscious.
他就醒过来。
He came to himself.
这两次的灵界的体验。
So these were two major spiritual experiences he had.
那让他深深的知道他今天所信的信仰是真的。
Through these experiences, he came to a full realization that his faith was real.
圣经所写的也是真的。
That the teachings of the Bible are true.
魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子啊，四处游行，要寻找可吞吃的人。
Satan is like a roaring lion, prowling about looking for someone to devour.
但是他知道神差遣使者安宁保护搭救他。
But he learned that God would send angels to encamp around his children to take care of him.
他不害怕。
So he was not afraid.
他更知道自己所信的是真的。
And he knew that what he believed was real and true.
自己的教会是得救的教会。
He knew that the church he belongs to is the true church of salvation.
将来可以到天国去。
And he will go to heaven one day.
虽然身体有病痛。
Even though he was sick.
但是掩盖不住心中的那份喜乐。
The sickness could not overshadow the inexpressible joy in him.
对自己将来的得救有把握的喜乐。
This was the joy of having confidence in our salvation.
对于生命真理的喜乐。
It is the joy of knowing life and truth.
这个就是救恩的喜乐啊。
This is the joy of salvation.
得知真理的喜乐。
The joy of knowing the truth.
最后我们再来讲一个。
I'd like to share with you another testimony.
路加福音的十九章。
Let's read Luke chapter 19.
十九章第一节
，First one，
一节，耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。三节
，Three，
他要看看耶稣是怎么样的人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见。四节
，Four，
就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。五节
，Five，
耶稣到了那里，抬头一看。对他说撒该快下来今天我必住在你家里六节
Six,
他就急忙下来欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣七节
Seven,
众人看见都私下议论说他进到罪人家里去住宿八节
Eight,
撒该站着对主说：主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。九节。
Nine.
耶稣说：今天救恩到了这个家，因为他是亚伯拉罕的子孙。十节。
Ten.
人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。什么是救恩的喜乐呢？
What is the joy of salvation?
世上的人蒙拯救。
It is the salvation of the lost.
被寻回。
It is being sought and found.
这就是救恩的喜乐。
This is the joy of salvation.
这里记载税吏撒该蒙恩的经过。
This is a story about Zacchaeus, the tax collector, being saved by the Lord.
税吏啊，在当时犹太人社会中是非常被看不起的。
In the Jewish society, tax collectors were despised.
因为当时犹太人被罗马殖民了。
This is because the Jews were in the colony of the Romans.
他们罗马政府是采这个包税制度哈，就是当地要缴多少税，由一个人来承包。
And the Roman government would contract tax collectors to collect tax on behalf of them.
那多收的就是他自己的。
And these tax collectors would usually extort by earning extra income.
所以当时这些税吏很多假公济私肥了自己的荷包
So many of these tax collectors cheated the people and made themselves rich.
成为罗马政府压榨压榨犹太人的一个工具。
They became instruments through which the Roman government oppressed the Jews.
所以犹太人很看不起这些税吏。
So the Jews really despised and resented these tax collectors.
因为他们就像是这个罗马人的走狗一样。
Because they were acting on behalf of the Roman government.
是跟罪人、跟妓女同一类的。
They were like the harlots and the sinners.
这里说这个撒该
And this story is about a tax collector.
他不但是个税吏，而且是个税吏的头呢。
Not only was he a tax collector, he was a chief tax collector.
说是个财主。
He was wealthy.
有可能他的钱财就是这样而来的哈。
And his wealth probably came from extortion.
虽然有钱有势。
Despite his great wealth and status.
但却没有任何知己的朋友。
He had no close friend.
因为人际关系不好，所以他想要看看这个耶稣长得什么样子，没人愿意让路给他过去。
Because he did not have a good relationship with others, he could not get his way to see Jesus.
还好他发挥了他那个讨税的他那种精神锲而不舍，他爬到树上去了。
But being a tax collector, he was very adamant, and he found a way to reach to see Jesus.
想不到耶稣来到树下，竟然把他叫下来。
He climbed up to the tree, and Jesus saw him and told him to come down.
耶稣怎么知道他在那里呢？
How did Jesus know that he was on the tree?
耶稣怎么知道我叫撒该呢？
How did Jesus know that he was Zacchaeus?
很奇妙的这个万人所敬仰的耶稣竟然这么看得起我，说今天晚上一定要住在我家里。
And what is more, Jesus, someone respected by all, was asking come and stay at my house tonight.
这个撒该欢欢喜喜急忙地下来接待耶稣。
So this Zacchaeus was so excited, he quickly asked Jesus, he quickly came down to accept him.
他跟耶稣说，
He said to the Lord,
我将财产一半捐给穷人。
I will give half of my possessions to the poor.
我如果骗了谁，我就还他十倍。
If I've cheated anybody, I will pay back four times as much.
如此一来这个撒该他有可能失去所有的财产。
This probably meant that he would go bankrupt.
但是他无所谓
But he did not care.
他得到了全世界的至宝耶稣基督了。
He had received the greatest treasure, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他被耶稣基督寻回了。
He had been found by the Lord.
原本是个世上的人。
He used to be lost.
被众人所丢弃的人。
He used to be rejected.
主耶稣把他找回来。
But the Lord found him back.
不嫌弃他。
Jesus did not despise him.
世上有很多人是世上的人
There are many lost people in this world.
他们自暴自弃。
They are very frustrated and are in despair.
因为他们觉得他被大家所厌弃、丢弃的。
Because they feel that they have been ostracized.
他们很可怜。
They are very pitiful.
他们渴望被寻回
They want to be found.
耶稣基督 要把他们寻回来。
And the Lord Jesus will seek and find such people.
小弟就是被寻回来的。
I was one of them.
在1984年。
In 1984.
当时小弟是这个专科学校四年级的学生，就是大学一年级的学生。
I was the fourth year in vocational school, which is equivalent to a freshman in college.
小弟的家庭，我父亲是一个大家族啊。
My father belonged to a very large family.
他有八个兄弟，四个姐妹。
He had eight brothers and four sisters.
我父亲排行老五。
My father was fifth in the rank.
这个传统的这个大家族。
Yes, he belonged to a traditional large family.
当时我父亲因为生意遇到一些困难，所以就把生意收起来，没有做生意。
Because of some financial difficulties, my father had to close his business.
他也很丧志。
And he became depressed.
当时我父亲才五十出头。
He was just a little over 50.
我母亲鼓励我父亲怕他说就失去了志气。
My mother was very concerned that he would lose all courage.
就说那你到朋友那边去走走嘛。
So she told him to go and visit his friends.
不要整天在家里这个闷得发慌，身体也会弄坏。
And don't just live in depression all the time at home.
我父亲就到朋友亲戚那边。
So my father went to visit his families and friends.
好的不学，学坏的。
But he picked up some vices.
他染上了那个赌博的那种不好的这个嗜好。
And he learned to gamble.
经常这个一夜赌下来就输了好几万块，这个台币。
And he would lose the thousands of dollars just overnight.
那我母亲为了要劝醒我的父亲特别去接这个家庭手工做了一个月，辛辛苦苦，顶多五六千块台币而已。
In order to compensate for the loss, financial loss, my mother had to go and find a side job, but the earning was small.
家庭的经济，家庭的和谐就一天一天的走下坡。
Then our family began to go downhill financially as well as morally.
好几次我母亲要跳楼自杀，想用死看能不能劝醒我的父亲。
Quite a few times my mother wanted to commit suicide, hoping to awaken my father.
我父亲又好像被赌鬼迷了心一样。
But my father seemed to be possessed by a demon of gambling.
完全变了一个人。
He became a totally different person.
甚至他把这个台湾的北部教区，他办了一个大型的对外诗歌布道会。
The northern district, northern region of Taiwan held a large-scale hymnal evangelism.
我的这个同学赶快把这个好消息跟我说。
And my good friend and classmate quickly told me the news.
我仍旧没有放在心里。
But I didn't take it to heart.
回到家里，吃晚饭的时候，满桌的菜，但是却吃不下。
Well, I got home that day, even though there was plenty of food on the table, I could not swallow.
因为气氛很不好。
Because I was in a bad mood.
这个时候我就想说把耶稣拿出来开玩笑，看能不能这个制造点笑料吧。
So I figured, why don't we talk about some joke? Why not talk about Jesus?
以前经常拿耶稣开玩笑习惯。
I used to joke about Jesus and became a habit.
是我吃，是我穿。是我欠钱不用还，是我有钱花不完。
I said, Jesus will give me food and clothing, and he will give me more than enough money that I can spend.
我同学又要叫我拉我去入教了。
Yeah, my friend is telling me to go to his religion.
这个时候我父亲突然说其实信耶稣也没什么不好。
But my father said, well, what's wrong with believing Jesus?
我母亲也接着说多拜一个神看会不会比较平安一点吧。
And the mother said, well, it doesn't hurt to worship another God. Maybe we have more peace in the house.
当时我有点欺负难下。
At that time, I didn't know what to say.
我只好答应说，那我去看一看好了。
So I said, well, okay, so I might as well go and check out.
结果我就答应我朋友，我同学的邀请，就到 这个诗歌布道会的会场去了。
So I agreed to my friend's invitation. I went to the hymnal evangelism.
当时人很多。
Many people showed up.
我看到那些弟兄姐妹满脸的笑容，非常亲切的在接待我们。
I saw the brothers and sisters welcoming us warmly with smiles.
我还是一副那个一贯的这个优越感。
I had a sense of superiority as I always had.
心里嘲笑对方说，这些人脑筋有问题，不去外面去找乐子，在这边拉人家入教。
I looked down on these people saying they have nothing better to do, they should enjoy themselves elsewhere rather than seeking converts.
那可能拉一个人入教可以向教会领多少钱吧。
Perhaps they are on a commission basis, earning some commissions for converting people.
但是很快的，我就没有这个念头。
But soon my prejudice disappeared.
因为我看到他们眼神当中的平安跟喜乐。
I saw the peace and joy in their eyes.
我跟自己说这不是我家庭最需要的吗？
I said to myself, isn't this what my family needs the most?
诗歌到底唱怎么样？我真的没有什么印象。
I did not remember how the hymns went.
但是我拿了很多福音刊物回去。
But I took home many publications and flyers.
我看到有一节经节让我很振奋。
A verse in the Bible touched me.
使徒行传的十六章三十一节。
Acts 16:31.
说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Believe in the Lord Jesus, you will be saved, you and your household.
对当时不懂圣经的我把它理解成我一个人信耶稣，我全家就可以得救。
I thought it meant that by having me believe in the Lord Jesus, my whole family will be saved with me.
我好高兴，我跟我同学说我想到你的教会去看一看。
I was so excited, I said to my classmate, I want to check out your church.
因为当时我心里想说这个比任何保险都还划算，那我牺牲一点我去信耶稣，那我全家人能得救，能过好的日子吧。
I said this is a better worth more than buying insurance, so I should find out about your church.
所以我那个同学就带我到石牌教会去。
So my friend brought me to the 石牌 church.
石牌教会的会堂在二楼。
The chapel was on the second floor.
我们到的时候不是布道会，是平常的聚会。
It wasn't a gospel night or anything. It was just regular service.
那已经在祷告了。
We came at the middle of the prayer.
一进去第一次看到我们真耶稣教会的灵言祷告。
That was my first time witnessing praying in tongues.
我的同学赶快手把我抓住。
My classmate quickly grabbed my hand.
他怕我往后转就跑掉。
He was afraid that I would turn around and leave.
人那么多，面子要顾
There are so many people there, and I had to.
我强作镇静说，这没什么嘛，这个跟我们庙里面那个鸡童比起来，小 case， 摇两下，我们是站起来跳的啦。
I tried to maintain my composure and said, well, this is nothing, even though I was scared. I said, this is nothing. They are just like the mediums in my temple.
然后就坐下来听道理了。
And I sat down to listen to the sermon.
我还记得当天晚上道理题目叫葡萄园的比喻。
I still remember the title that night was the parable of the vineyard.
换我去抓我同学的手了。
This time around, I grabbed my friend's hand.
我说，你很不够朋友呢。
I said, you're not a good friend.
你把我的事情都跟台上那个人讲，还讲给所有人听啊。
Why did you tell me? Tell all my story to all these church people, including that one in the pulpit.
我同学说没有啦，我跟你一道进来，我都还没有跟台上那个传道打招呼。主耶稣开你的心呐。
I said no. I never told anyone about you. This is your first visit. It was Lord Jesus who had opened your heart.
我不相信有这种事情。
I couldn't believe it.
是觉得台上那个人一直在骂我。
Because I felt that the speaker was scolding at me.
讲到结束唱诗要祷告。
After the sermon, we had a hymn and we were about to pray.
有人就拿单子给传道说有慕道者，所以就介绍我。
The preacher was informed about me and I was introduced.
传道知道有啊，知道说有慕道者来，所以特别又把祷告的方式讲一次。
The preacher knew that was a first-time visitor, so he explained the way we pray.
啊，说我们第一句啊，一起念奉主耶稣圣名祷告，然后反复念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Saying we begin in the name of Jesus Christ and repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那大家就祷告了。
And we started to pray.
我同学啊一直推我，祷告，祷告。
My friend kept shoving me and saying, "Let's pray."
很多人都在看我啊。
And many people looked at me.
人很多面子问题啊，所以祷告就祷告嘛，谁怕谁嘛。
So I didn't want to be on the spot, so I decided to pray along.
我就跪下。
And I knelt down.
我心里就想。
And I said,
耶稣真的是神吗？
Is Jesus really God?
如果耶稣是神的话，
If he is God,
让我体验到吧。
Let me feel him and experience him.
让我跟他们一样吧。
Let me be like the rest of these people.
不然我不相信。
Or else I won't believe.
好，我就开始祷告了。
Then I started to pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, praise, hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
没有三分钟，我身体就震动了。
Within 3 minutes, my body began to vibrate.
我就停下来。
I stopped.
这是怎么一回事啊？
What's going on?
我看一看。
I looked around.
在祷告。
Then I continued to pray.
还是一样。
I started moving again.
又停下来。
I stopped.
我再看一看。
I looked around.
捏一捏。
And I tried to squeeze myself.
在祷告。
Pinch myself.
还是会震动。
And I prayed and I continued to move.
我告诉我自己说啊，我知道这是怎么一回事。
Then I told myself, I know what's going on.
哦，不是圣灵。
This is not the Holy Spirit.
不是我知道圣灵哈。
I didn't explain it as the Holy Spirit.
这个啊，叫做集体的催眠术啦。
I said this is a collective hypnosis.
我还是不肯相信。
So I didn't believe it.
啊，祷告结束之后，大家都来跟我恭喜啊，周同学，恭喜你哦，主耶稣爱你啊，让你圣灵体验到圣灵的感动。
After the prayer, many people came and congratulated me and saying, "Thank God, God loves you so much. He has let you experience the Holy Spirit."
我心里还在嘲笑对方说，你们都被骗了，你们还不晓得啊，真无知啊。
I was still mocking them, saying, "You are so foolish and ignorant. You've been fooled."
你们被催眠了还不知道啊。
You were being hypnotized and you didn't know.
但是过了一阵子，我又想
，But later I thought，
我这样会不会太主观了一点
？Am I being too subjective here？
那我回到家里，我再做个实验。
So let me do an experiment at home。
我把自己关在房间里面祷告看看。
I shut myself in the room and pray。
我这样就不会被人家催眠啦。
Because nobody could hypnotize me in the room。
如果身体也是会震动
，If my body really moves，
真的有神哦。
Then maybe there is really a God.
如果身体不会震动，啊，那骗人的嘛。
If my body doesn't move, then it was a fake.
迫不及待地回到家里。
So I rushed home.
我关在房间，我跪在弹簧床上，就开始祷告了。
I shut myself in the room, knelt on my bed, and began to pray.
主耶稣知道我这个人特别高怪。
The Lord Jesus knew that I was being very stubborn.
啊，所以啊，主耶稣让我啊，这个圣灵的这个震动啊特别大。
So he sent a very strong movement through my body.
我妹妹都跑来敲我门说，哥哥啊，你在干什么啊？
My younger sister came and knocked on the door and said, What's going on, brother?
我心里想，真的有神耶。
Then I thought, there is really a God.
既然真的有神，那就不能够啊，就这么算了。
If there is really a God, that shouldn't be the end of the story.
两个礼拜后，学校的期中考试考完。
2 weeks later, after the exam, the midterm exam.
礼拜五。
On Friday.
刚好是失败教会的灵恩布道会最后一天。
It happened to be the last day of the convocation.
我同学说啊，灵恩这个布道会到底啊比较浅，比较适合你听。
My friend said the message in the gospel nights is very suitable to you.
So
for you.
又到教会去。
So we went to church.
还是觉得被骂。
And again, I felt that the speaker was scolding me.
是被骂的，心里呀连连称是啊，对对对。
And I couldn't but help acknowledging my fault.
开始要求圣灵。
And we're about to pray for the Holy Spirit.
我第一个跑到前面来。
I was the first to rush to the front.
我渴望主耶稣能够把圣灵给我。
I yearn for the Holy Spirit from the Lord Jesus.
心里想，神会把圣灵给我这样的人吗？
I figure, will God ever give the Holy Spirit to such a person like me?
我没有奉献半毛钱过。
I've never offered a cent.
我没有为主耶稣做过半件事情。
I've never done any favor for Jesus.
我还经常骂耶稣呢。
In fact, I even joke about Jesus.
主耶稣会把圣灵给我吗？
Why would he give me the Holy Spirit?
但是台上那个人说啊，说这个是应许的啊，求他就给啊。
But the speaker has just said, this is a promise, if you ask, it will be given.
但是台上那个人也说啊，有人啊，求了三十年啊。二三十年才求到呢。
But he also said some people pray for 20 or 30 years before receiving the Holy Spirit.
不管了，求再说吧。
I said, well, I don't care. I'll just try it.
主耶稣说不定看我比较可爱，比较可怜，他就把圣灵给我。
Maybe he thinks that I'm either more adorable or more pitiful and give me the Holy Spirit.
因为我真的很需要神。
I really needed God.
我们的家真的很需要神。
And my family really needed God.
那当传道按手在我头上帮我祷告的时候，
When the preacher laid hands on me to pray for me,
当时我不懂圣经，
I did not know the Bible at all.
后来我信主之后，当我看到《使徒行传》第二章圣灵降临的情形，我才想起我当天得圣灵的情形。
It was only after I believed in the Lord and read the Bible in Acts chapter 2 that I realized what happened to me that day.
他那边说啊，天上忽然有这个响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过。
The Bible says that on that day there was a violent, a great sound and a violent wind.
有舌头如同火焰显现出来，分别落在他们个人的头上。他们被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所示的口才说起别国的话来。
Tongues of fire separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues.
跟我当时得圣灵一模一样。
This is the exact description of how I received the Holy Spirit.
当传道按手的时候，
when the pastor laid hands on me.
那会堂是开冷气的，不是开电风扇的。
There was air conditioning in the chapel.
感觉到突然一阵风，晃这样过来。
I felt a sudden rush of wind coming towards me.
我正讶异说哪来的风啊？
I was amazed at where the wind came from.
然后觉得一阵温暖的感觉从头顶直到脚底啊。
I felt a current of warmth coming through my head into my body.
我的舌头从讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣变成转动，说出奇异的舌音。
While I tried to say Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus, my tongue began to vibrate and say and speak in tongues.
我的意识非常的清楚啊。
I was completely conscious.
我心里很感谢神，主啊，你这么爱我。
I kept praising God. God, you love me so much.
你就这么轻易就把圣灵给我了。
You have given me your Holy Spirit so freely.
给我这么样的一个人。
To such a person like me.
一个走投无路的人。
A desperate person like me.
给我这样的一个家庭。
To a family like me, like mine.
主耶稣把我们全家寻回去。
Our Lord Jesus has found our whole family.
后来我把我弟弟妹妹也带到教会。
Later, I brought my brother and sister to the church.
主耶稣也让他们体会到圣灵的感动。
The Lord Jesus let the Holy Spirit move them.
再过一天就是灵恩会圣餐礼拜天星期日。
And the next day was the day of communion.
我编了一个理由我说我同学的父母亲想见爸爸妈妈你们教会刚好有一个活动，能不能一起去在教会见面？
I made up an excuse to invite my parents to the church, saying that my friend's parents would like to meet them.
那时候我根本不晓得说灵恩会讲的道理是对内的，我不晓得。
At the time, I didn't know that the convocation was more for internal.
我只是急着要把这个大好的消息也给我的父母亲知道。
I was simply eager to share this great news to my parents.
很奇妙的，我父母亲那一天不做生意，就答应了。
And it just so happened that they didn't have to work that day, so they agreed to come.
你星期日早上通通到教会去。
Sunday, all of us went to church.
那天早上是成人道长老讲道。
The speaker that morning was Elder Chen.
题目，父亲是屋顶。
The title was, The Father is the Roof of the House.
好像针对我们家说的。
So it seems like it was designed for our family.
我们家的屋顶真的会漏水。
Our roof leaked.
它还真的在漏水咧。
And he actually leaked.
我爸爸没有停在那边打瞌睡流口水啊。
He was dozing off and salivating.
但是我妈妈每一次都听进去，连连点头说对对对。
But my mother heard every word of the message and kept agreeing to the message.
终于找到了。
She's finally found it. the truth.
这个信仰是对的。
This is a true faith.
这个耶稣可以帮助我们家的。
True, Jesus can help us.
所以我后来我们就开始慕道的生涯。
And we began our searching the truth.
那后来我跟我弟弟妹妹在95年85年哈，在85年的时候，我们第一批洗礼。
In 85, I and my siblings were baptized.
是我美国总会的这个总负责周慧佳传道洗礼的。
And it was Preacher Zhou of the USGA who baptized us.
我母亲是这个过两年后洗礼。
My mother was baptized 2 years later.
我跟我弟弟妹妹洗礼的时候是主耶稣做中保，但是我妈妈是做我爸爸的保哈。
When we were baptized, Jesus was our mediator. But when my mother was baptized, she was the.
我爸爸说，将来这小孩子如果出问题的话，唯你是问。
Oh, my father made my mother promise that if anything goes wrong after we're baptized, she will be responsible.
我妈妈说她愿意。
My mother agreed.
就在周传道讲完洗礼的道理要出发前的祷告，我妈妈得圣灵。
Preacher Zhou finished telling about baptism, and we're on our way, before we left the chapel, we prayed together, and my mother received the Holy Spirit.
我主耶稣悦纳他这样的奉献。
And the Lord accepted her offering.
以圣灵加添他的力量。
And granted her the Holy Spirit.
我母亲也两年后也洗礼。
2 years later, my mother herself was baptized.
那最后就是我父亲了。
And the last one was my father.
我父亲是等到我们信主慕道之后，洗礼之后的9年，他才洗礼的。
It was 9 years later after our conversion that he was baptized.
他有三步政策。
He had three strategies.
不接触、不妥协、不谈判。
No contact, no compromise, and no negotiation.
不接触啊！你拜你的耶稣，我信我的佛祖，我们不互相接触。
No contact means that you believe in Jesus, I believe in Buddha.
不妥协就是啊，你休想我会去信你们的耶稣啦。
No compromise means never expect me to believe in your Jesus.
不谈判呐，我说不过你们呐，我不跟你们说。
No negotiate means I cannot win a debate with you, I will not debate with you.
教会有布道会，好不容易啊，硬拉把他拉去参加。
During one of the convocations, we try very hard to get him to church.
他给你来一个消极抵抗，在那边钓鱼了。
And he just dozed off during the sermon.
甚至潜水呢，整个人趴下去了。
He even went, yeah. He fell forward.
教会安排这个家庭布道在我们家里。
And the church arranged a family evangelical service at our house.
刚刚消极抵抗哈。现在是积极逃亡哦，他跑掉了。
But this time around, instead of dozing off, he escaped.
这样的人怎么来信耶稣？
How could someone like him believe in the Lord?
在人不能，在神有办法了。
What's impossible to us is possible with God.
时间的关系哦，我就先卖个关子了。我父亲后来怎么来信耶稣的？
How did my father eventually believe in the Lord?
怎么能够将他的长子献给耶稣？
And how did he agree to offer his firstborn to serve the Lord?
同意小弟啊，来念神学，来当传道。
And agreed to let me to be a full-time minister.
这个我明天和明天再来讲。
I will share with you this story tomorrow.
所以希望我们明天的布道会，我们慕道朋友继续来。
So I hope that our friends can continue to attend our gospel night tomorrow.
没有来你会后悔哦。
You will regret if you don't come.
我们因为时间的关系哈，我们就直接来祷告，我们不再唱诗。
Because we are running out of time, let us pray.
刚刚小弟有见证说，圣灵让小弟体会到有神。
I've shared with you that through the Holy Spirit, God let me experience Him.
我们来看一节经节。
Please turn to this passage.
约翰一书。
First John.
第三章二十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 24.
约翰一书三章二十四节。
First John 3:24.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因 他所赐给我们的圣灵。这里跟我们讲啊，圣灵让我们知道神在我们里面，我们在神里面。
Through the Holy Spirit, we know that God lives in us and we in Him.
得了圣灵，你就知道有神了。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, you know that there is a God.
像小弟这样子顽固的人呐、啊、
，For a stubborn person like me,
也会臣服在圣灵的全能之下。
Even I was immersed in the Holy Spirit.
得了圣灵，一切都不需要再辩论。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, there's no need for debate.
因为圣灵他就是真理的保惠师。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
他会带领你进入一切的真理。
He will guide you into all truth.
亲爱的慕道朋友
，Dear friends，
我们想不想知道有神呢
？Do you want to know God？
我们知不知道耶稣基督就是这位神呢
？Do you know that Jesus is this God？
你只要求到圣灵，你就会知道。
You will know for sure when you receive the Holy Spirit.
啊。求圣灵啊，像小弟刚刚也说过
，As I've said with you, said to you，
我们啊，只要心存谦卑来到了施恩宝座前
，We just need to come to God with humility。
啊，我们啊，跪在地上，我们表示我们的虔诚
，We kneel down to show our sincerity。
我们啊，低头啊，我们眼睛闭起来，让我们更专心
，We close our eyes to help us concentrate。
我们一起啊，齐颂奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We'll begin saying, "In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray."
因为这是主耶稣应许的。
This is the promise of our Lord.
奉他的名祈求，他就应允。
The prayer in His name will be answered.
然后反复我们啊，复诵哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Then keep repeating in Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
神啊，我们只要赞美他，他都知道我们的需要。
We just need to praise Him. He knows all our needs.
当圣灵降临在我们身上，就如同小弟刚刚。所说的《使徒行传》第二章啊
，When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, it'll be just like what I share with you in Acts chapter 2.
我们身体会震动
，Your bodies will move.
我们舌头会跳动
，Your tongues will move.
会说出奇异的舌音
，You'll speak in a strange language.
来证明圣灵临到我们身上
，These will be signs telling you that the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
我们会得到圣灵的帮助
，You will be helped by the Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵是进天国的凭据。
The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of entrance into the heavenly kingdom.
让我们的信仰更加确实。
So let our faith be more confident.
让我们的得救更加踏实。
Let our salvation be even more sure.
这也是得知真理的喜乐的一项。
And this is part of the joy of knowing the truth.